Heather Duplessy-Allen.
Private healthcare is booming, as I was telling you, in light of ever-growing wait lists in the public health system. So a new private hospital has opened in central Auckland. This is Kakariki Hospital with 4 theatres and 40 beds. And then just a few Ks away, Mercy Hospital in Epsom is adding 10 new operating theatres and dozens more beds next year. About a third of New Zealanders now have private health insurance. Southern Cross told us this afternoon they've recorded a 3.5% increase in membership just over the last year. Now, Robin Gold is the Director for the Centre of Health Systems and Technology at the University of Otago, and with us now. Robin, hello.
Kia ora, very good to be here.
Does it surprise you to hear a third of us have got private healthcare insurance?
Well, this has been ongoing. For a long, long time, about a third of us have had private health insurance. I guess what's surprising is, hearing just now the 3.5% increase over the last year. I mean, I think the increase has been growing more recently. That's the surprise.
Why does it surprise you? Is it not obvious that people are hearing bad stories from the public health system?
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's a surprise in historic terms, but you're absolutely right. I mean, people are worried about access in the public system. People are experiencing problems with access. There are very, very, very real problems at hand, and that's what's driving people into the private sector, and that's what's driving the growth there.
Is it a problem, Robin? Because, I mean, one argument, and I'm getting a lot of texts saying this at the moment, one argument is that it's good for the people who can afford it to do it because it takes pressure off the public health system.
Yeah, no, there's no real evidence to back that. In fact, where you don't have private capacity, access to the public health care system is better in New Zealand.
Where would that be?
Well, that's areas where there isn't private practice. So it's in smaller regional areas where there's no private practice. Mm. But the issue, too, is that, I mean, if we were increasing our overall resources in this country, then I think the capacity growth in the private sector really would be without question. And we do live in a market economy, so we accept all of this. But the issue is that it's a zero-sum game. And the growth in the private sector is probably just making it more challenging for the public sector to deliver.
Would that be because every single time they build another private hospital, it is using surgeons the time of surgeons that we would otherwise potentially have used in the public system?
Yes, for the most part. I mean, most of our private surgeons also hold a public role, and there has been I've heard it reported in the media over the last few months. There has been a sort of a gradual creep, and I guess along with that growing percentage of people with private insurance, there's been a creep of public hospital specialists taking up private practice as well.
Why are they doing that?
Well, I think they do it for a range of reasons. I mean, it's very, very lucrative, so you can't blame them. Mm. I think many are increasingly frustrated with their public sector work, and so they're probably finding that in the private sector it's more straightforward. They've got the resources they need and so forth, the support they need to get the job done. The demand is there. So there's sort of a variety of reasons, really.
I mean, would it be too... Is it too reductive to say that if you are working on a patient who has enough money to be able to have private healthcare, they generally will probably be in better nick than somebody who doesn't have enough money to have private healthcare, therefore it's probably a more satisfying experience in terms of the lack of complication? Would that be fair?
Yes, I think, at the base level, absolutely. I mean, what we do know is that people who are referred for treatment in the public sector who sit for a very, very long time waiting, their condition often deteriorates quite rapidly and terribly. Our general practitioners are under increasing stress and demand managing patients with unmet need, people whose needs are not being met in the public sector, having to prescribe them all sorts of painkillers, see them, often waive the fees and so forth, and they're often working outside of their scope because they're managing patients with, hospital-required conditions in the primary sector. Mm. So it's putting a lot of demand in all sorts of places. If you can pay, the GP will ask you that. If you can pay or if you've got insurance, go private.
Yeah. Hey, Robin, do you have any idea why that surgical centre on the North Shore at the hospital is sitting empty?
I would presume that it's a mix of inadequate planning to ensure that the staffing was going to be available once it opened, as well as probably the availability of staff to actually personnel the place.
Is it possible that those staff are all being tied up doing private stuff?
You might say that. I mean, that is a possibility.
Okay. Robin, thank you. I really appreciate your time. That's Robin Gold, Director of the Centre for Public for Health Systems and Technology at the University of Otago.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.